Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Welcome back to the show. Nice to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY. I always wonder sometimes the way these scouts, I mean, when they look at college football players and see if they could translate to playing on Sundays, and I mean, we all know the obvious thing. It should be the most obvious thing. Watch the film, the video, the tape, whatever you want to call it, and see how they play football. See how they play against their peers. And that's why they do the Underwear Olympics at the Combine. They have the Senior Bowl. They have individual workouts. They have pro days. They have bowl games, all this other stuff that you can run the rule over the guy and say, that's the guy I want. And so every once in a while, you'll hear a name and you'll go, who? Because I remember when I used to host shows with Josh Booty, his brother, John David, was the USC quarterback. And he goes, yeah, he's third rated by the scouts. I go, who are the top two? He goes, Matt Ryan at Boston College and a guy at Delaware named Flacco. It's like, what? Well, then you see Joe Flacco. He's like 6'6", got a cannon arm, won a Super Bowl, had a perfect playoff, still playing. Guess he's still playing. So every once in a while, the scouts see something in a guy who maybe didn't. And then, you know, of course, then sometimes you see a guy in a little school like a Trey Lance and you were wrong. It's so hard to figure it out. But I was looking at his top 10 running backs. He didn't have Cam Scatabo from Arizona State, who's run for like 2,000 yards. It's like, he's not in your top 10. The guy will not go down. He will not be tackled. And I can see Austin Jonte and all the other guys, but not even in the top 10, huh? I just thought it was kind of weird. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Third hour, we'll have John Baslucci from Luminaire. We'll have Matt O'Neill, an Oscar loser. That's his line. He has a new documentary on Max called Surveilled with Ronan Farrow. His father is Woody Allen. I don't know how proud he is of that, though. All right, we won't bring it up. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. You can tell I'm all excited because at the last minute here, we have a guest, a guy I'm a big fan of, and he is now going to be a new member of the Professional Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. It is the Cobra himself, Dave Parker. Dave, when you got the news, how did it hit you?
Like a ton of bricks. 15 years late.
Is it? Do you feel some bitterness over it, or at the end you think it's all good now?
No, not necessarily bitterness, but ain't nothing changed. I'm still going out producing numbers when I play, and ain't nothing changed. I lost 15 years of my tender in the Hall of Fame, and there's no change at all. People deal with me the same way. I go do the same thing. So I'm happy it's over.
No doubt. Have you picked who's going to introduce you at the Hall of Fame yet?
No.
You know, Dave, I got to say, a lot of people will think Pirates, Reds. For me, as an A's fan, I'll never forget when you came over to the Bash Brothers. I was in college at that time, and I watched you there. And remember you rounding third in the LCS, looking at Kelly Goober, giving them a little look. I mean, you really brought some toughness and swag to a team that was muscular but didn't have a lot of that toughness and swag. What were those days like at the Oakland Coliseum?
It was fun. You got McGuire standing out there, Dave Henderson, Ricky Henderson, Dave Parker. I mean, you could have fun just being around.
I heard one time that they went out and acquired you for Jose Rijo. They got you because they were sick of McGuire and Canseco getting hit, and they thought maybe if the Cobra was there, maybe teams might not want to get into a fight. Did you ever hear that?
I'm intimidated.
Yeah.
So I've heard a whole lot of stuff.
So going back to those times, you know, We Are Family, the Chuck Tanner days in Pittsburgh, and of course the Steelers were a dynasty at that time. What was that like to be in Steel Town during those days when you were kind of the center of American sports?
Yeah, we were a good squad. I think one of the things that we could have speeded up was winning. We should have been winning a couple years before.
Right. And I know you're a Cincinnati guy. You went to the same high school as Pete Rose, is that right?
Right.
And like Ricky Henderson, you wanted to play football at first, right?
Right.
Did baseball kind of find you? Because, you know, like Dave Winfield said, you know, I'm going to make the most money. I'm going to have the longest career. I'm playing baseball.
Dave was a great player. He could have played baseball, could have ran track. He could have did anything.
Yeah, he was a hoop player too. So when you go back now and you think about all the guys in your early days, like especially in the minor leagues, like the Charleston Charlies, teams like that, was there ever a guy, a manager or a player kind of took you under your wing and really helped you that's kind of unsung?
Willie Stargell.
Oh, old man Willie.
He was always there for me.
Wow. What did Wilver Stargell do for you, Dave?
He kept me abreast with hitting, keeping my fundamentals sound. Willie was a great man.
You had a very unique batting stance and follow through. Maybe the coaches tried to make you stop doing it, do something more traditional, but it worked, so you kept it. How did you get that unique batting stance, Dave?
I just held my bat up through my ear, and that reminded me of anything above my hand was a ball.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good little. For sure.
Something that kept me on tee. Willie also taught me that he would get in a slump instead of worrying about it. You'd get in the mirror and see where your hands are, where you're finishing on the swing. But Willie was great at fine-tuning.
I think a lot of people remember you as a slugger, but they should also remember, like in the late 70s, you were one of the best defensive outfielders. You had a great arm. You got 3 gold gloves. And nowadays, it seems like with launch angles and everything, everybody's just worried about offense. But you took a lot of pride in your defense, too.
Yeah. I did. I wanted to be a complete player, and that made me complete. When you go out there and be sound defensively, be a 5-2 player offensively, it was great.
Now, I'm going to assume the plaque down there on the bottom floor of the Hall of Fame, which I've had the pleasure to attend, it's going to be one of those Pirates hat with the 3 lines in it, the old Kent Cataldi, Willie Stargell, Dave Parker hats, or are you going to go Reds?
I don't know yet.
Mm. You could go A's if you want, even though it was just 2 years.
Yeah, I did enough damage.
All right, and then finally for you, when you think about your career,
and, you know, winning two World Series with the Pirates, and then 10 years later with the A's, all the All-Star games, most valuable player, I mean, all the things that you did. What's maybe the one moment that's your favorite, Dave?
Stars were hitting a home run, and me being in front of it in the lineup. That was the greatest moment that I had.
Great stuff. Well, listen, Dave, out here in Oakland, we love you. We're proud of you. And as you said, it's deserving. And thankfully, you know, you're around to see it. We can all see it. All the fans can celebrate with you. Have a great time this summer at the Hall of Fame, buddy.
I will.
All right. Good stuff. The Cobra. Last minute getting the Cobra on. That was great. And it was one of those trades that was a win-win, or if you're an A's fan, it was a win-lose, because we trade Jose Rijo to the Reds. Parker comes over, win the 89 World Series. The next year, Jose Rijo is the opening day starter. I should say game one starter. First pitch, Ricky Henderson looking at Riverfront Stadium, and I'm like, uh-oh, it's all over. All right. Good job, Darren. Good job over there getting me the Cobra. And he does have Parkinson's, as you could tell. It was a little slow, but he's still all there. Just takes a while for it to come out. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039.
That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. PBS Prime. Yes, PBS Prime is launching a show today. It's called Mexico Made with Love. And we have the director and executive producer of that, Patrick Green, with us. Patrick, love the title. Tell us a little bit more about what it is.
Great. Well, thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me. The show is actually, it's a celebration of artisans and the impact that they have in cultures and preserving the rich traditions that they have in communities. So we were fortunate enough to visit four areas in Mexico and, you know, have these artisans open their doors and studios and workshops and have us come in there and film the process, their tricks, their techniques, and just share their passion and all the different products that they make, from mezcal to traditional rug weavers to ceramicists in Puebla. It was quite an experience for sure. I got to pinch myself that I'm able to have these experiences and meet these wonderful people.
When you went down there, were you tempted to introduce yourself? I'm Patrick Verde.
That's hilarious. No, not quite. But yeah, most of them spoke English, so I didn't have to worry too much about the language barrier, thankfully.
Well, I think a lot of times, I mean, here in California, we have a real feel for Mexico, but not the Mexican feel. I think a lot of people in America might have a Mexican restaurant in their town or see what they see from Hollywood, but we don't get the real Mexico. What were some of the things that you brought out? Like, this is the real stuff right here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think, and also, like, there's so much unfortunate, not so positive news coming out of Mexico these days. So it's a real celebration of these traditions that go back centuries. And, you know, we're in places like Oaxaca, which is probably the cultural, one of the major cultural hubs of Mexico. We met this traditional rug weaver. He's probably like 30 years old, but he's just dedicated his life to weaving these traditional rugs. His dad did it. Now he's doing it. He's got a young family, and he's using these old traditions where they're taking insects that grow on cacti, and they crush them down to get that red color out that he uses to dye his fabrics to make them. So, and this goes back hundreds, if not, you know, 300-400 years of tradition. So just seeing that firsthand, and also seeing a young guy who's passionate about that, he's got a young family, he's dedicating his life. I mean, that to me really was amazing and just surreal. It's just wonderful to be around those type of people, you know.
How were you received when you came in? Because, you know, I think a lot of people, they're scared of America, and then they come here and they say, oh, everyone's really nice. You know, we give out bad headlines too, with school shootings and all sorts of terrible things. But when you go down to the real places, though, I'm going to assume you were very well received.
Yeah. No, Rick, that's a good point. No, we couldn't have been more welcomed. I mean, in general, our experience, even in Mexico City, which is, you know, one of the largest cities in the world, people were so warm and welcoming. We went to Puebla, which is just outside Oaxaca, then over to Merida, which is sort of the tropical area in the Yucatan. Every artisan we met, they were just so warm and welcoming, thrilled that we were there, and just happy to get the word out. So, and even in restaurants, in the streets, we never had any issues at all being Americans. All our crew, we had four American crew and then two Mexican crew, but they were just, it was wonderful. I couldn't say enough good things about our experience down there.
I think a lot of people, too, are discovering from streaming services, whether a smart TV or your Roku, Fire Stick, whatever, that on the PBS app, you have these Prime Video channels as well, Masterpiece, kids documentaries, and your show is going to be tonight on PBS Living. Can you tell us a little bit more about PBS Living?
Well, PBS Living is sort of a conglomerate of a lot of the showcase PBS shows that you'll usually that we've seen on linear. So you can view it on Amazon Prime as well as download the app and view it on through your Apple TV as well or Fire Stick. But yeah, it's just kind of a consortium of some of the best cultural travel living type food type programs that PBS has to offer.
Some of the more because I think we things that are exported we know, but did you run into anything that was being made in Mexico and it's like they don't make it en masse, or maybe they're just like, we're going to keep it here. And it's like, well, as Americans, we never even knew about that.
Yeah. Well, probably one of the items that I was probably most surprised, well, there's several items I was surprised by, but when we were in Puebla, we were working with these ceramicists, pottery makers, who use traditional techniques combined with some Spanish influence to make these amazing ceramics that they'll spend, I mean, each piece takes probably a week to make. It's really surreal. But those items we'd be, a lot of Mexicans would have them. I think many, you could certainly find them in the U.S. or at least they're always willing to export them to the U.S. if possible. But yeah, there's, yeah, so I'm not really answering your question that well, Rick.
But I think, well, it was kind of an exacting question. Let me ask you this, though, because I think most Americans either go to these resorts built for, gringos, and they're sort of locked in on the beach, and it's very beautiful, and they take guided tours, or, as you mentioned, they go to Mexico City, or they cross the border into some very depressed areas like Tijuana or Ciudad Juarez, Nogales, and they don't get to go to the Puebla, like you just mentioned. Can you tell us about the Mexican countryside and the place that isn't full of tourists?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, listen, I'm one of those people. I've gone to those full-on resorts and enjoyed my week off and all that. But going to Puebla and Oaxaca, Merida, for example, it's a part of Mexico that most people miss. It's so culturally rich, and they're so proud of their culture and traditions that I think we all need our vacations and stuff. But I mean, if any of your listeners get a chance, go to Oaxaca, go to Puebla. They won't be. I mean, the food is just unbelievable. Food that you can't really get in the U.S. It's not like the Tex-Mex. It's really authentic Mexican food, which is just out of this world.
Are you getting ready for season two, or maybe Moldova made with love?
Yeah. Well, we just got back from France, Portugal, and Spain, made with love. And then we're just finishing in post-production on our American Made with Love. We brought it back home. So we're featuring artisans all throughout the country. So very excited about those episodes. And one thing in common that all these artisans have is just the passion and the love that they have for what they do. And it's just wonderful I can't say enough, like how wonderful these people are and how passionate they are. I've just pinched myself that I get to spend time with them and learn, see, get a backstage pass to how they make the amazing things they make.
Last question for you. I was interviewing a woman a few weeks ago, and she wrote a book about craftswomen, and just the having a quote unquote craft that we're really losing with the generations because everything is so push button now. When you got to see these crafts and things being handed down through generations, was it inspiring for you?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I think you're right, and I think that's sort of the the inspiration for the series was to really showcase these artisans and show their importance. Because if we lose them, if we lose their crafts, if we don't support them, by buying their crafts, by buying their ceramics or their rugs or whatever it may be, you know, we lose a part of their culture. So it's really important, and it's incredibly inspiring. And I've just, you know, and also the age of AI and everything's, you know, everything you could just order online and it's there the same day or the next day. It's nice that, I hope there's going to be a more of a movement to things that are handmade, and, you know, there's a lot of love that's put into every one of those products that they make. So.
All right. As I mentioned, it's called Mexico Made with Love. It is debuting today on PBS Living. You can check it out on all the streaming services I mentioned and Amazon Prime. We've been speaking with director and executive producer Patrick Green. Patrick, I can feel your pride in your voice. So congratulations on this, and we'll look forward to the other countries too.
Great. Appreciate your time. Thank you, Rick.
All right, our pleasure. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have some open lines, and I got to get into the NFL football. Ouch! Come on back.
Holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. When I had Dave Parker on in the last half hour, I talked about when Pittsburgh was the center of the American sports scene, and the Sisters Sledge had that "We My Family," and they would play that at Steelers and Pirates games. Well, they didn't have a hoop team, and they did not have what Oakland had, which was winning, the A's winning the World Series, 72, 73, 74, 75, the Warriors won, and then 76, the Raiders won the Super Bowl. That was even bigger, center of United States sports, except that Pittsburgh still has those two teams. Laugh or cry. And Oakland has none of theirs. All right, let's go to the former Oakland Raiders. Once again, the game wasn't on in the Bay Area. Like I said, at this point, it's just punitive because they decided that it would be better to show the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. That aired instead because, you know, all the Bengals fans out here in the East Bay and all the Pittsburgh fans in San Francisco. But the Raiders, as I mentioned, now have lost 9 games in a row, and they will be drafting a quarterback either first or second overall. And Aiden O'Connell turned over the ball twice, including an interception that came inside Tampa's 10-yard line when the Raiders had a chance to take the lead. And then he hurt his knee, and Desmond Ridder came in. And the defense, I mean, they didn't play horrible. The Raiders lost the game 28-13 because they did sack Baker Mayfield 3 times. They forced him into 3 turnovers. The problem with the Raiders is that it doesn't matter how well your defense plays because they just don't score any points. And once again, it's an ugly win, but it's a win, so it's beautiful for the Bucks. Every win is. I mean, in the first quarter, they ran the Raiders off the field. Mayfield threw for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns, and it looked like they were going to win 50-0. But as I said, a couple of interceptions by Baker, you know, and then you realize he is on his 4th team. But this guy, Tyke Smith, came up with one of the biggest plays when he did have that interception. It was kind of thrown right to him. But the resurgent Bucks, 3 wins in a row. And they suddenly look like the best team in the NFC South, being just a game over. The Niners beat the Bears. That was another easy one to predict. It was basically all-out desperation by a desperate team that's hanging by a thread. They had their top 2 running backs out, but the Niners still did whatever they wanted on offense. It was 38-13. Brock Purdy, 80% of his passes for 325 yards and 2 touchdowns. He'll be showing this when he's trying to get a new contract. George Kittle, 6 catches, which is good, but 6 catches for 151 yards is pretty huge. J.J., Jawan Jennings also came through with a couple of touchdown catches. Isaac Garendo, the rookie, he stepped in. He ran for 2, and the defense was great as well. This guy, Gross Matos, had 3 sacks on Caleb Williams. They got to him 7 times. So, you know, as I said, the Niners are 2 games back. But, I mean, some teams, they get a little bit of a honeymoon period with an interim coach. That did not happen with Chicago getting rid of Eberflus. This, you could argue this is the worst Bears game of the whole season. They couldn't throw. They couldn't run. They couldn't block. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't stop the pass. And this is Thomas Brown. Remember, Thomas Brown, the head coach, was the interim offensive coordinator who then became the interim head coach. He might be the first guy in NFL history to have three different jobs on the coaching staff and each one falling upwards like that. By the way, speaking of sacks, one of the things that Mel Kiper loves about Shedeur Sanders, well, two things. Number one, he says he's never seen a guy better at running to his left and throwing back across the field. And then he also said that Shedeur Sanders the last two seasons has been sacked 80 times. And yet, been sacked 80 times, and he's a tough kid. I don't want him to, I'll just say this. If the Raiders do take Shedeur Sanders, I'll just read Mel Kiper stuff to get fired up. One of the great games of the day, a shootout, black and blue division with two teams who traditionally sucked my whole childhood outside of when I was really little. But, of course, the Packers had a couple of little heydays with Favre and Rodgers, and Green Bay went to Ford Field, and they almost won. Detroit won 34-31, and the Packers absolutely had a chance to win this game, but they had a couple of issues. Number one, the defense couldn't get off the field, and the offense couldn't stay on it. And the Lions held the ball for more than 36 minutes. And by the way, if you're looking, if the other team holds the ball for 36 minutes, this year teams are 3-30 when they let the other team do that. The Packers defense allowed the Lions to convert 7 of 15 third downs, 4 of 5 fourth downs, while their offense was 1 for 5 on third down. Remember, I had a friend in college. She said, there's one stat I don't get. I go, what? She goes, what's a third down conversion? I go, ow. If you get a first down or not. So, I mean, the Packers stayed in the game because Josh Jacobs was carrying the ball tough. Three touchdowns. Jordan Love only threw the ball 20 times. But Christian Watson, four catches, 114 yards, but he did put the ball on the ground. That led to a touchdown. So, look, the Packers have proven they can play with anybody. They just haven't proven that they can beat them because they have played four teams that have 10 wins. They're 0-4. Against those teams. Now, the Lions, Dan Campbell is a bold mother scratcher. And he showed, like I said, he went for it on fourth down 5 times. And a big reason the Lions won is because they were able to convert on 4 of those. As I mentioned, 2 went for touchdowns. Campbell went for it 4th-and-1 on Green Bay's 25-yard line with 40 seconds left in a tie game. That also was really stupid, but Jake Bates did end up getting a game-winning field goal. And, look, it starts with Jared Goff. He threw for nearly 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. Two of those going to a guy named Tim Patrick, who's not a household name. But one of the reasons the Lions have the best team in the conference is they just come up with these clutch plays. Now, I can tell you when I was watching the Big 12 Championship, when Arizona State went for it in the first quarter on their own 34-yard line, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then they threw a bomb. What if the guy drops it? All right. Kansas City has the most charmed, sugar-coated, fairy-dusted season I have ever seen, the way they win games. And they have, like, all-time record in one-score games, but they're just winning all of them. Whether they block a field goal at Denver or the Raiders snap it to a guy's chest. But had the Chargers been able to do anything in the first half, they might have won this game. They lost 19-17. And they got the ball into Kansas City territory just twice in the first half. They both hunted both times there. And now in the second half, they were doing well. But when you're playing the Chiefs, you can't make these little mistakes like Justin Herbert overthrowing a wide open Joshua Palmer. That would have been an easy touchdown. A lot of drop passes. Cameron Dicker, whoever that is, got flagged for an illegal kickoff. Cameron Dicker, the flagged kicker. the Chargers only have themselves to blame, but that's what everyone says when they play the Chiefs. One play here, one play there. So the Chiefs are up 13 at the half, and it looks like, hey, this might be our first, not blowout win, but maybe somewhat kind of comfortable win, right? But the Chiefs came out of the locker room in the second half, and they were not able to respond to the adjustments that Harbaugh made with Justin Herbert and company. But the Chiefs just find ways to win game every time. It was a last-second field goal from this guy, Matthew Wright, that went up to the left, upright, bong, and went in. And so they've won the AFC West for 9 years in a row. Ouch. And then a game that I got wrong, and a game that, if you like defense, you were throwing up. Bills at Rams, 44-42, Rams. And they have their backs against the wall in the playoff race. And the Rams turn to their not-so-secret weapons, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. Nacua, 162 yards receiving, 12 catches. Kupp, 92 and a touch. Made things very easy for Matthew Stafford. But they needed almost all those points. Hunter Long returned a block punt for a touchdown. So the Rams are getting hot at the end of the year. Anything's possible for this team. Matt Stafford. And the Bills, they got kind of a Joe Burrow game. They got an amazing game out of their quarterback, but it wasn't enough. Allen became the first player in NFL history to have three touchdown passes and three touchdown runs in a regular season game. Once again, he threw for three, he ran for three. This is now your MVP. 424 yards, four touchdowns. The problem for the Bills is that the defense has no answer for that Rams offense. It scorched them for almost 500 yards. Really bad on third down. The Rams were 11 of 15 converting. And they did have a fourth down late in the game that the Rams got as well. So the other problem is that the Bills, when they play a winning team on the road, are 1-3. And it looks like they will be going on the road in the playoffs at least once, probably to Arrowhead. So something food for thought for them. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we will get on back on Titillating Sports.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Okay, just hold on. I'm just going to jump into one without thinking. No thinking. I'm just going to let it flow. Let it flow now.
Fast car on the highway, on the byway, Mr. Robotron.
Okay, that's not a good one.
She was mad, she looks so good. I wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night.
If you're thinking about calling Rick Tittle, just put down that phone and shut your ugly face.
That hurts my feelings. Welcome back to the show. A couple minutes in hour number two. And in the next hour, we'll have John Blasucci and Matt O'Neill, your favorites. Let's turn the tables. Dominic Jimenez, you have trivia for me.
I do. You were just talking about Josh Allen and his first time ever, three passing, three rushing. Got me thinking, here's a good trivia question for Rick. I know you don't play fantasy football, Rick, but standard scoring, you get about 4 or 5 points for a passing touchdown, 6 points for a rushing touchdown, 1 point for every 10 rushing yards, 1 point for every 25 passing yards, okay? What are the five greatest single game fantasy performances by a quarterback? You can just give me the player. You don't have to give me their score or anything. Josh Allen's number one.
I did hear that Josh Allen is number one. And by the way, when you went through the scoring, that sounds exhausting.
It's not. Ugh. It's not.
That sounds horrible. You got to count all the yards.
No, it does all it right. for you.
Oh, it does it for you. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Algorithm. Not Al Bundy, Al Davis, or Al Qaeda. Algorithm.
Yes.
Let's see. Greatest of all times. I'll say one is Steve Young.
Well, number one's Josh Allen.
No, I said one of them is Steve Young.
Oh, no. Steve Young did not have one of these. No.
Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Oh, Nick Foles?
Nick Foles, number six, just outside the top five.
I was at that game.
Great poll, though.
Yeah, because I was at that game. I was at the call scene.
That's why you remembered that one.
Yeah. Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning, number four.
Joe Burrow.
No.
Lamar Jackson.
That's a great guess. No.
Randall Cunningham.
Randall Cunningham has a top 10 performance, number 9.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick, number 2. Nice one. You've got 3 and 5 left. 5 is still active.
Stafford?
No.
My gosh. Going around, Jalen Hurts.
Great guess, but no.
Yeah, I know he runs a lot of touchdowns in. We're out of time. Who are the other two?
Number 3, Mark Rippon, and number 5, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I should have guessed Rodgers. There's no way I was going to get Rippon. All right, thanks, Dom.
Yep, thank you.
All right, we got another hour. Get on back.